Now, there's a lot of difference between somebody having toothache out and having a shot of Novocaine and wanting a session to run out his old toothache, and somebody that's sitting there falling off the chair because he just drank 2 40-ounces of beer or something before he had the courage to come in and talk to you. And either way, as long as a person is willing to talk to you and they're interested in their own case, you can help them. If they're not willing to talk to you, you can't help them. If they're not interested in their own case, you can't help them. This is a two-way thing. The preclear has to be interested in getting better, and you have to be interested in helping them. If you don't want that preclear to get any better, if you don't want your client to get any better, you can audit him from now on, and nothing's going to happen much. Many times you'll see very highly classed auditors, very good, very highly trained, and you go in and you talk to them, and you might as well be talking to the butcher or something. You're just you're a pork chop or something, and they're going to run the session, and you're going to get a cognition, and see you later. And then you have maybe somebody that isn't as well trained, but you have a tremendous amount of affinity for them. You really like them. You're really glad to see them. You agree with them. They're in good communication. It almost seems that how well the preclear gets along with the auditor is more of a factor of how much they make case gain rather than the actual skill of the auditor. Many times you'll get an auditor that is not as skilled as another, but he has very good affinity. He's got high ARC for the preclear, and the preclear will make enormous gains. For one thing, he trusts the auditor. He trusts him. He likes him. He knows he's not going to leave him in some picture. And you get another auditor, I don't care how well trained he is, if you think that guy's going to leave you in some painful picture or not get you through something, you're not about to look at it. There's no way. You know, you'll only communicate to him what you feel safe communicating. So that's one of the little deals about being a constant counselor or an auditor, is you have to be able to instill in that preclear or that client the fact that you're not going to betray his trust, that you are interested in his case, that you are going to help him, and you're going to finish this. You're going to take it all the way through to the end. You're not going to quit just because the preclear gets a little bit of a headache or falls down and dies or something like that. You don't care if the preclear does fall down and die. Did you answer the command? You know, and he didn't do it. Well, he dragged the dead body over there and propped it against the wall, and thank you, and touched that wall, and dragged the body over there and touched that wall. And you just go on about your business auditing like nothing occurred. Well, sooner or later, that preclear is all going to come back to life and go, well, did you know I just died? Oh, yes, I did notice that you were dead there for a minute. What's happening? Well, you know, I died. I left the body and it was all gone. And auditors, thanks him very much. Well, thank you for telling me that. And they just continue the session, you see. This is some of the auditor training drills, the counselor drills that you will learn as you go through this, as you learn to become an auditor. You learn not to fool around with a bank. The bank is the bank. It's just pictures. Whatever turns it on in auditing, it'll turn it off. You just keep on going through. You start off recalling a picture of a black bird, and regardless of what the PC says, you continue recalling pictures of that black bird until whatever you're addressing or whatever process you're running is flat and the preclear is all happy and very good indicators. We call these VGIs, very good indicators. He's smiling and laughing and happy and doing better and realizing he's gaining. You don't end a process just because the preclear got a little bit of a pain out of it or he's going to die or anything else. You end the process, and when the process is finished, it's flat. It's over with. There's not going to get any more gain out of it. This is one of the intentions of the auditor, is you're not going to abandon the preclear or the client in any kind of a non-optimum place. And as long as you have this attitude and the preclear can pick this attitude up, they know that you're not going to dump them in the middle of something. Well, you would be surprised what a preclear will get into if they know the auditor is going to help them out. And you would also probably be very surprised at how little they will get into if they don't think the auditor is going to help them. They won't find anything. They can't find anything. The meter won't find anything. But the minute that you have an auditor that's in good communication with a preclear and the preclear trusts them, they'll go in there and they'll find some of the most horrible ingrams that just knock them out and they drool all over the place. and they'll flop around in agony looking at these pictures for an auditor that's truly interested in getting the person better. And for an auditor that's not interested, they won't even find the lightest, tiniest charge. These are all part of the rudiments. You have to have a well-rested PC. You have to have them interested in their own case, willing to talk to the auditor. You have to have an auditor that is following the auditor's codes. You have to have an auditor that knows the process that they're running, and then they know the basic tenets of auditing. They know that what turns it on will turn it off. They know that it's not erasing, there's something earlier. You have five basic styles of auditing. And you listen style auditing, listing and knowing type auditing, auditing by list. There's several different styles of auditing. This is not necessarily the subject of this lecture. This is more a lecture for a new pre-clear, a new client, somebody that's setting off on this bridge to total freedom, this immortality course, and giving you a simple understanding of what auditing is, how it works, some of the communication lines that are going on in a session, and what are some of the things that are expected of the pre-clear. One of the first things that's the very hardest to communicate to a new client or a new pre-clear is that they have to do only what the auditor says. Only what the auditor says. You'll ask a new client, well, can you locate a pain in the knee? Well, yes, you know, I had one yesterday, and it was all because my mother was chased by a dog, and, you know, this dog is the most horrible thing, you know, and what do you think about dogs? Well, he didn't really do what the auditor asked him. He maybe looked at the picture of the knee very briefly, and then he'll go on and try to explain and explain and explain. The fact of the matter is, if it's there, then whatever you think of it is not the real reason why it's there. People all their life, they'll get into some little problem and they'll go on and on and on with explanations. They go to a psychologist and they find something where his mama was scared with a toy horse, and then they get to talk about that, and they talk and they talk and they talk and they talk, and they get all kinds of evaluation and validation and all that couldn't be right and so forth. And none of this does them any good. If anything, it just buries it further and further and further out of sight. When an auditor is asking you to recall the time when you're happy, well, you go back and you look at that time when you were happy. You don't then all of a sudden say, well, you know, I think the reason why that the time that I was happy is really messing me up is because of blah, 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 and this thing over here and that thing over there, and I really think we should look at my lumbago. No, 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 no. When an auditor says, recall the time you're happy, you recall the time you're happy, and that's it. You don't go wandering all over the bank and looking down this thing and down that path and trying to explain it. You just do what the auditor tells you, give him the answer, and shut up. And the auditor does the same thing. That's why all auditors talk too much, Ron says. And he's right. You know, instead of saying, recall the time you're happy, and the Marine says, okay, yes, I do. I recall a time when I was happy. It was with Uncle Bill when I was 3. And the auditor says, oh, really? Well, that's nice. What was Uncle Bill like? Flunk, 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 you know. No, no, no. Auditor's talking too much. You don't care about Uncle Bill. You want him to recall another time he's happy, and another time he's happy, and another time he's happy. You continue to run the auditing command. LRH developed some stuff called muzzle TRs, muzzle training routines. And it's just like muzzling a dog. You know, you only ask the auditing question, and you say, good, fine, thank you, okay, and all right, and that's it. You don't go wandering around asking him pre-clear for more data about some incident that he gave you, or find something interesting in it, or anything else, except just running strictly what the auditing command is, what the auditing cycle is at that point. The same thing for the pre-clear. Whenever they're asked to recall a moment of pain and unconsciousness, well, then they go find a moment of pain and unconsciousness. You don't go find some time that you ate lunch with your best friend. You find a moment of pain and unconsciousness. The auditor tells you, or asks you, is there an ARC break? Is there some time that you were sad? Well, then you're going to find the time that you were sad. You're not going to go find the time that you got your fingers squashed in the door. You're going to do exactly what the auditor asks you. This is the hardest thing for new auditors and for new clients to understand. Is that these auditing comm cycles are very precise. You're asked to find a very precise incident, and anything but giving you that exact thing is just wasting auditing time. And the auditor that buys this other answer is just setting himself up for failure. We actually have a specialized term for this. It's called Q&A. That means question and answer. In other words, you ask somebody to do something and you say, go touch that wall, and they say, well, my foot is hurting. So then you go off onto, well, why is your foot hurting? You're just responding to a comment that the preacher made. It means to wander around. Q&A was something. It's a derogatory term. It just means a question and answer. You ask the person how old they are, and they give you some kind of answer that's got nothing to do with whatever you're talking about. And they say, well, I haven't been here today. This is all Q&A. An auditor that lets a PC Q&A or just waffle around with an audit command will also let the same PC waffle around confronts the bank. Now, the reason that the pre-clear or the client is in bad shape is because he does have a bank and he can't confront the bank. You know that before you ever even start on the thing. So an auditor that lets a pre-clear look at a picture, and then the pre-clear says, oh, no, I can't look at that. Oh, it's just too horrible for me to look at. And the auditor says, well, I understand you, poor thing. Well, we won't have you look at it. It has just cut the PC's throat. The auditor has to get the PC to look at this thing. Once you give an auditing command, you know the pre-clear can do this auditing command. You ask him to tell you about it, and you stick right there like a bulldog on that until that pre-clear has told you about it. To do anything else is more than just a disservice to the pre-clear. You're actually gonna make them worse. If you enforce the fact that you want your pre-clear to look at something, and no matter what, he screams and hollers and flops around on the floor and tells you how it's all killing him and everything else, you just continue the auditing command until the pre-clear does it. Now, this does several things. One thing, it teaches the pre-clear that his bank can be confronted. You're sitting there basically forcing him to confront it. And so when he does confront it, and he looks at it, and he goes, oh, wow, you know, gee whiz, that was some little picture. This was only a picture of me getting killed, it was all. I thought for sure if I looked at it, I was going to die. And thank you so much for getting me to go and look at that thing. And, oh, I feel so much better, and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's what's happening. When you get a pre-clear to look at something in the reactive mind, it's got a lot of pain, it's got a lot of force, it's got a lot of unconsciousness sitting there on it. He doesn't want to look at it. He knows he's going to die. He knows his head's going to fall off, or his leg's going to fall off or something. He knows this. Well, he's knowing a false datum. What's happening is the reactive mind is coming in. It's keying in on this particular incident, and it's causing a pre-clear great discomfort, and he's not about to look at the thing. He doesn't think he can look at it, because if he does, he'll get killed, or whatever happens to be in that unconscious incident that you're getting him to look at. So this is mostly for pre-clears. When the auditor asks you to look for something, that's what you look for. You just look for that thing. If he says, go over and touch the wall, then you go over and touch the wall. You don't go kick the couch on the way over or argue with the auditor about whether this is necessary to touch the wall or anything like this. The auditor is trained to get an answer to his question. They ask you, do birds fly? And regardless of how long it takes that pre-clear to come up with the answer, the auditor is trained to sit there and keep asking the same question over and over and over until he does get an answer. In running Ingrams, it's necessary to give a little hat here for the pre-clears. An Ingram is a moment of pain and unconsciousness that makes up this reactive mind, this unconscious mind that we're addressing in spiritual counseling. And there's a particular way that you go through the thing. You tell him to locate an incident containing pain and unconsciousness of an incident containing pain in the knee, we'll say. He says, all right, fine, yes, I got one. I fell down skating. And I was 20 years old. And the auditor says, all right, is there an earlier similar incident? Well, yes, yesterday. I was driving my car, and no. Yesterday is not earlier than 20 years ago. You're asking the client for an earlier similar incident. And if he gives you a later similar incident, well, it may be stuck in the bank as early as late and late as early. These are auditor training information more than pre-clear training information. Whenever the auditor asks for a similar incident, you've got pain in the knee and you're sad. And you're asking for an earlier summer. Oh, no, that's the first time I ever hurt my knee. That's the first time anything like that ever happens. Nothing similar at all. I said, well, do you ever have a pain in the leg? Well, no other pains in the leg. Did you ever have anything else that you were upset about concerning knees? Oh, yes, I was very upset about something that happened 10 years before. You know, they put me on my knees and they made me say the Lord's Prayer 962,000 times, and my knees were killing me. All right, well, you finally managed to get the pre-clear to look at a similar earlier incident. He stand there and swear up and down, nothing ever happened to his knees before, never had any pain in his knees. This was the first time it happened, and the pain is still there. So you know for a fact that it's not the first time it happened. He has a similar incident earlier. So when the auditor is asking you for a similar incident, he's asking if you want that this kind of like it, that might have similar content. He may be asking you for an ARC break. An ARC break is a technical term, means affinity, reality, communication. And this is a sudden dropping in this, and the person will get very sad, and he says, oh yes, I have an ARC break with my boss. I got fired today. Well, is there an earlier similar ARC break? Oh, no, this is the first time I ever got fired in my whole life. Oh, well, okay, were you ever kicked out of something? And oh, no, I was never kicked out of anything. Well, is there anything earlier similar? No, that's it, that's the first time. And you start digging around, and sure enough, you know, he was thrown out of football games, he was kicked out of English class, he was fired from this, you wind up with 50 or 60, 70 different incidents down this similar chain. One of the reasons that new pre-clears are so hard to audit is they want to make sense out of everything. They want to make sense out of everything, and they want to have it all in their analytical mind, and they're not about to give you any data that they don't think is right. And you're running down some kind of a chain, and you're going earlier similar, and then the guy goes, well, no, there's nothing there, nothing at all. It's all just, you know, a big blank, and I can't find anything. And the meter's going clang, clang. It's reading like mad on something, and the auditor knows there's something there. Well, what are you looking at? What are you seeing? Oh, well, you know, it's not important. It's not important. It couldn't be true. Well, that's what's wrong with the preclear, is because he didn't think it could be true. He's not looking in that area. He's not even going to confront that area. And he said, well, I don't see how that could be. No, I couldn't have been the King of England. No, I just wasn't the King of England. No. And all the time the meter is going clang, 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 reading like mad. He was the King of England. And he's not going to get any better until he sits down and looks at, well, you know, actually I was the King of England. And sure enough, I went over and they were going to crown me. And I put my knee down on the floor and the fire popped. And I went right down on a big burning coal. And, oh, I screamed and jumped up and it was horribly embarrassing. And I was probably the only King of England to ever put his foot down or his knee down on a coal and lose his coronation, and, you know, the sword cut my ear off. So he'll have some kind of an incident there, but the thing is that the preclearer is going to be trying to avoid that. He's going to be trying to make sense out of it. He doesn't understand why this is this way, and he's going to try to make sense of that, and he's going to try to make sense of the other thing. In other words, he is not looking for an earlier similar incident like the auditor asked him to. He's looking for an incident that he can agree with, that he knows about, that might fit in with what is going on. In other words, you still don't have a session. You don't have an auditor and you don't have a preclear. You got somebody digging around in their pictures to try to find something to explain away what this thing is. That's what he's done his whole track. He's done this from day one on, and he hasn't got a bit better. He just gets worse and worse and worse. So, for preclears, whenever you are asked by an auditor for an earlier similar incident, then leave off the evaluation of it. Don't be saying, oh, no, this could be true, or I don't know, that's not right, and it just doesn't jive, and how come I've got Aunt Mary 20,000 years ago looking at me? No, she wasn't alive back then. This is all kind of fake, and I don't know, this is probably just imaginary incident. Don't worry about that. That's not your job to figure out what's going on. It's the auditor's job to figure out what's going on. It's only your job to look for that picture, find that picture, and tell the auditor what it is. It is a picture of Aunt Mary, and she's 20,000 years ago. Well, gee, I don't know how that could be, but yep, I'm looking at a picture of Aunt Mary 20,000 years ago. The minute that you start doing that, the minute that you start doing what the auditor asks you to do, when you follow exactly the auditing commands, your auditing will go very much faster. And as long as you're not doing it and you're dragging your feet and you don't want to look at this and you're trying to explain everything and you're trying to make sense out of everything, you're not going to get any better. This reactive mind, this unconscious mind, this bank has no sense in it. It is insanity itself. You've got a three-legged green horse walking on top of the wall with purple paint stripes down the side, and that means that you don't eat fruitcake. And there's no sense in it. The only thing to understand about something ununderstandable is that it is not understandable. That's all. You're just looking at the picture. You don't care. You're not trying to make sense out of it. You're not, the auditor don't care if it makes any sense. All he wants to know is there that incident? Is there a similar incident? So you find a similar incident, and you don't care if it's later or earlier or 14 universes over or anything else. You find a similar incident. And you say, well, yeah, you know, this is a similar incident, but it's later. It's not earlier. Well, the auditor, if he's got any sense at all, say, well, that's fine. You know, go ahead and tell me about it. He's going to ask you for an earlier incident and an earlier incident. And you may go back and forth all over the time. It may be that the time track is scrambled around and something that happened last year is much earlier than something that happened 10,000 years ago. Simply because there's got a loop in the time track or there's a phrase in it that says that it's always earlier or there's something. Don't try to make any sense out of this reactive mind. There is no sense in it. And all you're going to do is extend your audit time and frustrate the auditor if you don't, go ahead and just do exactly what he said that he wanted you to do. This is the toughest thing to educate a new PCN. They don't know what the mind is. They don't know what the reactive mind is. They don't know that they're an immortal being. They have no idea that auditing could possibly work. They've never gotten any better along their whole life. They've been betrayed and tricked and all manner of things done to them. They've been promised stuff and robbed and cheated and betrayed. And they know really inside that this auditing couldn't possibly work. But they're willing to give it a shot. And it doesn't take very much of running back some of this reactivity or finding these things in a reactive mind, and they'll discover with great rapidity that the stuff really does work. And it really does work only when these exact techniques are followed. You ask the Free Clear for an earlier similar incident, and he gives you something that's exactly the same tomorrow. No. He wants something that's before that. It wants to be similar, has similar content. He asks you to touch the wall. It doesn't mean you spin around in your chair. He asks you if there's something embarrassing. You don't give him something that you figure that you can give him. Oh yes, well, you know, coming in here was embarrassing. If that's true and coming in there was embarrassing and that's the incident, that's fine. But you're looking for these sensations or emotions or whatever, attitudes, emotions, sensations, numbnesses, sorenesses. You take these pain chains apart, sensation by sensation. And the only way you're going to do that is that you're in session, you have an auditor, you're interested in your own case, you're willing to get better, you want to get better, you're willing to talk to the auditor. A lot of times you'll come across an incident that's almost impossible to talk about. You never told anybody about that. You just never said anything to anyone about it. It's very, very difficult to talk to the auditor. If you're a man, well, you might have a beautiful lady that's auditing you, and she asks you about some incident, and then there you are. You're sitting there in junior high school masturbating, and you get caught. How are you going to tell this beautiful woman that that's what happened? And you have yourself a lot of trouble there. It can go either way. It makes no difference. Sex, sexuality, all of these kinds of things enter into this. Any auditor worth their salt will just look at you and say, thank you for telling me that. Continue. They're not interested in why you're embarrassed or that it's difficult to talk about. The only thing that they're interested in is that you actually find the incident, that you contact it, you get the data out of it, and you erase the incident. Particularly in beginning auditing, it's hard to understand that at first. But you just have to have, in the beginning, a little faith in the auditor that they're not going to mess you up, that they might actually know what they're doing, and trust your own abilities, trust your own memory. A lot of times you'll ask a person, well, were you ever a unicorn or something? And, oh, no. They don't even try to look earlier than this lifetime. They don't even bother to look. Anyhow, because, you know, I've never lived before. I have no memory. They're sitting there, right smack dab with a big postulate, insisting they can't recall before. And you'll finally get him over that and say, well, if there was an incident, if there was just something imaginary, what kind of unicorn might it be? Well, it would be a gold one with a big yellow horn, and it would be going around in circles, and they would be very happy to tell you about an imaginary incident. And then you start questioning more and more. Well, you know, it would probably be this, and it would probably be that. And as you run the incident more and more, well, you know, I was a unicorn. I'll be darned. I never knew that. It was in the magic universe over there by the star Betelgeuse or something, and I was a unicorn, and it was a whole family of nice unicorns. And we were doing fine until the trolls came along and ate my little brother. And oh, haha, that's so funny. Who would have ever thought that being a unicorn would have caused me to have hair growing out of my upper lip? Once these incidents are erased, they produce a tremendous amount of case gain in the person. They get better. That's what we mean by case gain. The case is their reactive mind, the sum total of the way they respond to the world by reason of aberration. So, if you're going to get case gain, if you're going to get better, just take a look. If there's no past there, I don't think I lived past this life, just take a look. Just look around, you know, run your attention unit out there in black someplace, and the auditor is going to be helping you. He'll steer you with the meter, it'll read, and you'll go that, uh-huh. What's that right there? And you don't look around the room and go, well, you know, that's the chair. No, you're kind of trying to put your attention on that area that you were looking around and at the time that caused the meter to read. The auditor is there with the meter to help you find things. The auditor is not there to find things for you and tell you what they are. He's there to help you find things. In the beginning, you may have to steer a pre-clear quite a bit. You see a read on the meter and you go, huh, what's that? That. And pretty soon his ability and his certainty comes up, and he goes, well, I've got this strange feeling in here. Yep, that's reading, what is it? And the auditor becomes, or the pre-clear becomes less and less and less dependent on the meter and the auditor telling him what it is, and more and more and more he gains certainty in his own memory and his own ability to confront the track, and he'll look right down there and say, yes, that was 25,692 years, 6 months, 3 days, 12 hours, and 16 seconds ago. Boom. Just like that. Now, he'll say, well, no, let's see. Was that October? Maybe it was after that, or it was before Aunt Mary came. So, calculate. He's never going to get it, because he's sitting there trying to calculate out how far it was instead of just whatever comes to his mind. You'll find that the Thetan natively knows how long ago it was. He'll say it's 12 planets, 6 months, and 4 eons ago. Okay, fine. That's exactly where it's at. I don't care how he chops up his time track or how he gives it to you in terms of so many planets. He'll say, well, that was 8 weddings and 4 days ago. Well, that's the way he organized the time track. That's where it's at. If you're doing dating and locating on something. Dating and locate means just to find out when and where it happened. He said, well, when was it? And he goes, well, it was 12 weddings and 4 days ago. Well, very good. Thank you. And where was it? And he says, well, you know, it was 6 universes and 2 planets over to the side. Well, he located it. He dated it and he located it. And the meter will blow down. It'll show that charge erased, and the guy will get a lot better. So, as a pre-clear, one of the first things you're going to have to learn to do is trust yourself. You're going to have to learn to trust your own memory. And if you don't have a memory and then you can't remember this stuff, then you just try anyway. You just try, and if you get a little foggy, tiny picture of something, and it says, well, you know, that looks like a cat foot. And you're looking for an earlier similar pain in the head. And, well, I don't find one of those, but I do see a cat foot. Clang, 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 the meter's reading. Well, what about that cat foot? Sooner or later, you're going to wind up digging up the whole incident, and there's going to be a big cat foot stepping on your head or something. It'll all make sense eventually. So, as a pre-clear, when an auditor asks you to recall something or find something, try to find or recall it. Don't just, you know, say, well, no, I don't believe that I lived before. You're not going to get any better. Whether or not you know right off the bat that you've lived before, it makes very little difference. The fact is that you have been alive for a very, 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 very long time. And handling one lifetime, although you can run out a lot of incidents and things in a person's immediate lifetime, you can patch them up marvelously in one lifetime. But as they get better and better, and they start running these things earlier and earlier, you're going to find out that what happened to them in this lifetime has very, very little to do with why they are the way they are. So for pre-clears, that's the very best advice I could give you is don't do any drugs, stay away from the alcohol, eat well, get plenty of rest, take your vitamins, eat your meat and vegetables and everything that we were taught to do when we were a kid. Come to session rested. Whenever the auditor asks you to do something, do that. If he gives you a list of words to look up, then look up those words. Get a good dictionary and use them in sentences. The more you have your hat or your job straight is what you're supposed to do as a PC or as a client, pre-clear, the better off you're going to be. The quicker your auditing is going to go, the less it's going to cost you, and the more gain you're going to get out of this. So at this point, I'm going to conclude this little introductory to auditing, this this pre-clear hat, or this this client hat, spiritual counseling client hat, is what this is. And wish you the very best in your continuing progress, and I hope that these lectures will do you some good. Thanks a lot. Good night.